This is the radioantenna.com, the home of Australian air checks.
Sunday, February 18th, 1973, 2KA sounded like this.
This is 2KA Katoomba. The time is 10 minutes to 1 o'clock. Reminding you, at 7 o'clock tonight, you'll hear The World Tomorrow. On with the program, and here's one you're sure to enjoy.
The day after, Monday, February 19th, 1973, 2KA began to sound like this.
2KA. At now 14 past four, with 21 degrees in Sydney's west, with the tools of my trade here in front of me, half a dozen coalies, two packets of ice photos, and some good country music, like this one from Buck Owens and his Buckaroos.
My transistor radio comes from far away.
2KA had been put where it deserved to be put. Thankfully, never to be heard again. The new 2KA was born with fresh ideas designed to serve the needs of the western suburbs of Sydney, the Blacktown, Penrith and Mount Druitt region. When 2KA made the change, it recognised the need to seek the assistance of Australia's best-known group of radio repairmen, a company called Digamo, headed by Rod Muir, whose track record is without blemish. His radio stations just don't fail. The bigger the challenge, the more the chances of success. And 2KA was a big, big challenge. A totally new staff was brought in. Exciting, young, enthusiastic and talented airmen like Paul Simon, Lee Cornell, Greg Evans, Peter Saxon, Bob Reed, Jack Daniels, playing a never-before-heard in Australia blend of country music and top 40. Now, we all know this is country music.
It's many months now since the day he saw his master go. A figure clad in khaki is one he'd always know.
But you won't hear it on 2KA. This is 2KA Good Country Music.
Would you lay with me in a field of stone? If my needs were strong, would you lay with me?
And this is a top 40 record. But you won't hear it on 2KA. This is 2KA Top 40. Add to this oldies that bring back memories of good times past.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
The bird dog.
Be assured that Sydney's newest and most generally accepted music format is coming from 2KA, the radio station that exclusively serves the western suburbs of Sydney.
2KA!
Back in the mid-60s, disc jockeys used to pour out cliché after cliché. I know, I was one of them. One of those frequently used was that the radio station was not just a service of records, but had a record of service. We don't want to straight out use the old cliché, but it does seem to fit. 2KA's record of service to the community in the West over the past 18 months is very impressive. 2KA has opened its doors to community groups, service clubs, charity organisations, sporting bodies, protest groups, all minority and majority groups. If it's in the public interests, it's in 2KA's interest. If it's happening in the West, it's happening on 2KA. If it's happening anywhere in Australia, and if it affects the people of the West, you'll hear about it on 2KA. You'll hear about it either in our regular news services, or you'll hear about it through John Tingle, one of Australia's best-known radio commentators.
This is John Tingle.
Good morning. It's a brave man, indeed almost a foolhardy man, who's game enough to ask the Australian housewife how she spends her money.
The radioantenna.com.